540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Both a winter weather advisory and a cold weather advisory stay in effect until noon today. Strong winds of up to 40 miles an hour and blowing snow are in the mix, making roads slippery. Wind chills could fall to 30 below zero, bringing dangerously cold conditions. Officials say frostbite can happen in under half an hour, so limit your time outside and dress in layers. Most communities do have warming centers running. If you need help staying warm, call 211. Another grocery store is shutting its doors on Milwaukee's north side. Management at the Century Foods on 64th and Silver Spring has posted a sign saying the store is permanently closing. The sign doesn't list the last day of business. The closure follows the recent shutdown of an Aldi nearby, fueling concerns the community will be left with very limited choices for groceries. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is leading the Democratic field for governor when it comes to fundraising. Reports show he brought in about $789,000 between July and December. It's more than any other Democrat in the race. Other candidates, including Sarah Rodriguez and Joel Brennan, also reported strong fundraising. Milwaukee has a lot going on today to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Planned are breakfast programs, youth performances, and community service efforts. The YMCA of Milwaukee hosts its 29th annual MLK Breakfast at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. The Milwaukee Public Library's Martin Luther King Branch, the Grohman Museum, and Sherman Phoenix are among the sites offering family activities, art, performances, and service projects. Later in the day, there's the Marcus Performing Arts Center 42nd Annual Birthday Celebration. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. Thought his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20. So we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Light snow and windy with some blowing snow here this morning. The wind will gradually die down this afternoon. Partly cloudy, high of 5 above, but the wind chill will stay below zero here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 1 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 15. We have more snow on the way tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.